This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you today.
Nice to speak to you, although it's obviously quite disturbing that for the first time we're seeing that anti-Semitism is becoming a factor and a feature in the elections. Tell us about this.
It is. So an election has now been called for this country. It's taking place in 5 weeks' time. On Saturday, May the 2nd, which is 5 weeks away. As you rightly just said, for the first time ever in the history of this community and of this country indeed, anti-Semitism will be one of the features in this election. The other major feature is the cost of living, prices, the economy, etc., which it always is. But given that the Jewish community makes up 0.5% of the population, just 0.5%, and even that 0.5% is concentrated in a very small handful of seats, particularly about 4 seats in Sydney and in Melbourne, the fact that anti-Semitism is an issue is is an issue.
Right,
and so
exactly.
So to unpack that, a number of surveys have been done broadly of the broad Australian community, not the Jewish community.
Right.
And the latest poll just last week, 43% of Australians surveyed think that the government is not doing enough to combat anti-Semitism. 43%, that's the general population, which is a very interesting number in itself. That number, when you break it down, sort of divides between the current government and the opposition. And so, and before I unpack that a little bit, there's also drawn into this discussion is Bibi Netanyahu himself. Because people will remember that in January, there was a major arson attack against the Adas Israel Synagogue in Melbourne, and the synagogue was actually destroyed. And when Bibi said, quote, "It's impossible to separate this reprehensible act from the extreme anti-Israel position of the government in Australia." Now there have been very mixed views by Australian Jewish leaders on the wisdom of that statement. Some link the government's criticism of Israel with the rise in anti-Semitism, and others have been more cautious in conflating the two and pointing out, in fact, that approximately 16 synagogues around the world have been targeted by arson attacks since October 7. So clearly, you know, the problem is global, is widespread, and one cannot just point the finger only at the current Israeli Prime Minister.
So, is there an acknowledgement that this is obviously, I mean, the whole point of pointing it at the Israeli Prime Minister is to negate anti-Semitism. It's just, it's one of the oldest techniques. It's, well, you know, we don't hate Jews, we just hate Zionists and we hate Israel. But of course we know that's not the truth.
Well, and that's exactly right. And so, playing on that, so the opposition leader who obviously hopes to become Prime Minister in 5 weeks' time, and his party is the, what in Britain is called the Conservative Party, here it's called Liberal Party. And what he is doing in this context is doing his damnedest to portray the Prime Minister as weak and ineffective in the face of rising extremism, social discord, and specifically anti-Semitism. And he's saying that the Prime Minister has not done enough to curb this issue. On the other hand, what the government is saying is pointing to measures which it has taken in response to October, what's happened here post October 7, such as millions of dollars for community security, criminalizing Nazi hate symbols, anti-doxing laws, and the establishment of a special police force to combat anti-Semitism, with literally thousands of officers dedicated to that. So that's the government's response to that. And And the Prime Minister's condemnation of anti-Semitism has grown stronger over months, and he's spoken about it, you know, probably more than anything else outside of the economy. So it is a fraught issue, and yes, and very disturbing that, as we said, for the first time ever, this anti-Semitism has become an issue in a national election for the parliament.
And the other issue, of course, is the fact that there was this comprehensive survey done at Jewish universities amongst academics and students. What was that result?
So there's something called the 5 A's, which is Australian Academic Alliance Against Antisemitism. And that's basically was formed several months ago in the wake of October 7th. And we're about comprising Jewish academics, students, but a university-focused gathering of Jewish students and faculty in the wake of October 7 and in the wake of the encampments, etc. So a survey of just over 500 Jewish staff and students, that's university students, was conducted. The results were just released just a few days ago, and 67% of Jewish students, according to the survey, have experienced anti-Semitism. Almost half, 45%, say they have decreased class attendance post-October 7. And 62%, again, two-thirds, of students and staff say that they do not keep safe. So all those are pretty obviously concerning stats. And then just to compound the chilling reading, the specific headlines is that many are afraid to identify as Jews, are being harassed, racially vilified, feel socially, professionally isolated. Obviously, that applies to academics. Staff are targeted by students and colleagues. Students and staff feel intimidated by the virulence of the campaigns. Students feel threatened by ideological bias from staff. And the final major one, the concern that universities are not acting sufficiently in regard to complaints or discriminating against complainants. So overwhelmingly, pretty disturbing outcome from the survey of over 500 students and staff.
Will anything be done with it?
So that's a very pertinent question. And the good news, I mean, it's all, everything's relative, is that 39 of this country's universities, that's all the public universities, agreed to sign on to, it's not the IRA definition of anti-Semitism, but something, I guess we can say, one step down. In other words, and just to remind listeners, what IRA all about basically is saying that criticism of Israel is legitimate, but if you apply any one of essentially Sharansky's 3 D's, if you demonize it, if you delegitimize it, and you apply double standards, any one of those three, that crosses the line from criticism to anti-Semitism. So now the 39 universities have not signed on to that IRA definition, which, by the way, the Australian government has signed on to, but have signed on to something watered down, if I may say. But nevertheless, the fact that 39 universities came together on this issue and agreed that there are lines to be drawn is a major positive in itself, and is to the credit of some of the major Jewish organizations here, which worked very hard to bring those universities over the line so that they would agree that there are lines in the sand to be drawn when criticism does become anti-Semitism. So that's the positive side of this university scenario.
We do need to leave it there. Vic Aladev, thank you as always for keeping us posted and keeping us very well informed as to what is happening in Australia. It is 6:59.